You are listening to the podcast version of Retirement Talk with Kevin Bach of Integrity Retirement Solutions.
You know, every year the Pew Research Center, they do a study on the American workforce. And here's what they found this time around. They said in the mid-80s, the share of people who worked past the age of 65 was only at 11%. Today, that number is at 19%, and people over the age of 75 are the fastest growing group in the workforce. So a couple things here. Why is this happening, and have you noticed this when you're sitting with your clients?
Well, it's funny. I noticed both ends of the spectrum. You know, people are working longer because we're living longer. You know, the 80s versus today, there's a few years addition to the life expectancy charts, and they need to have a sense of purpose. People are finding out that they retire, and we've had clients that do this. They retire, and then they're not retiring to anything. They're retiring to nothing. They're retiring to a vast wilderness, and they aren't happy there. They've been used to working for 40 years and having something to do and get up to a whole process of things that they do every day. And then they go into it, and there's nothing to do. So I'm going to say, I'm going to golf every day. I said, no, you're not. You're going to golf a couple of days a week, maybe. What are you going to do with the rest of your time? Mm-hmm. Maybe you're going to volunteer. Maybe, you know, whatever it is, you need a sense of purpose. And a lot of people on that end of it have retired and then went back into the workforce, maybe as a consultant or whatever. We've had people that thought they wanted to retire at 62, 63, and then they find, well, it's one in particular. Let's just talk about them. They wanted to retire at 63. We did the plan for them. They inherited some money. We worked out a plan with that. And at 63, he decided he didn't really want to retire. So we kept going. And at 66, 66 and a half, I think it was, he did full retirement. And he was able to keep his job part-time, 20 hours a week, and get full benefits.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Until he turned 70. And it wasn't hard work. He enjoyed what he did, especially since he didn't have to go in the office anymore. He worked from home 20 hours a week, kept all his benefits. And then when the time came, he got on Medicare. And I mean, it was just a perfect situation for that person. There's all kinds of options out there. We get people that they think they have to work till a certain age. They come in and we show them that they can retire maybe in a year or two. We had one guy. He came in. He wasn't happy. He wasn't comfortable where his 401k was because the company was having some bankruptcies and he didn't want to risk his money. And so we moved his money out. We ran the numbers, found out he could retire now if he wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, I think I'm going to work another 2 years. 6 months down the road, he says, you know, I don't want to work anymore.
Yeah, I'm done with this. Right.
I'm done with this stuff. So he decided to quit working today. On the other side, we had somebody we met with that we showed him that he could have retired 2.5 years before he thought he could, which was he didn't think he could retire today. Mm-hmm. He thought he was going to have to work one or two more years. I showed him he could have retired 2.5 years earlier because his numbers showed that. And his son calls me about a year and a half later and says, you know, did you ever do anything with my dad? I said, no. He goes, oh, because my dad passed away. I said, did he ever retire? He goes, no, he never retired.
Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, I mean, just completely just working, 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 not looking up to see when you can finally cash in on all their hard work and enjoy your retirement. And, again, this goes for whether you're not sure if you can retire. Have you done enough? Have you saved enough? Do you want to continue working? It's always a good idea to kind of do a temperature check on your income plan, your finances, to see exactly where you are. And, Kevin, if folks want to come in and sit down with you, what can you do for them today?
Well, today they can call and make an appointment. And if we don't answer, you know, we'll get back to you because other people are calling ahead. But today, in the immediate future, what we do is we sit down with you. There, you don't bring a wallet. You don't have to bring credit card or a checkbook or anything. You sit down. You're going to find out if you like me, see if I know what I'm talking about. I'm going to see if I like you and see if it makes sense to work together, if we have the same philosophies and everything. And if it makes sense, then I'm going to get some information from you. I'm going to work up a plan. We're going to get together again. And this can be done a couple different ways. We can do it in person, which almost everybody wants to do. Even through COVID, people wanted to have in-person meetings, my clients anyways. And or you can do them on a Zoom. We can do a Zoom where you don't have to leave your house. If you're a little further out, we've got clients all over the place, from Washington State to Kuwait. Country of Kuwait. We can do Zoom meetings. You know, whatever it works for your situation, make it happen. Call in here, schedule a time that we can sit down, whether in person or through a computer, and see what makes sense for your situation. Because so many people think one thing, but they don't have that. They thought they had it, but they don't. We had one lady we sat down with, thought she had a life insurance policy that covered her long-term care. Mm-hmm. And she swore up and down that's what her agent told her. And I went through it. I reviewed it. I dug deep into it. And it only covered terminal illness, where she would only get the money if she got cancer or had a heart disease and had a 1 year or less life expectancy. So, you know, talk about, you know, upset. You see the veins pop in these people's heads because they were told one thing and we uncover something else. We had another client that we did a seminar at a church, and they were working with a captive agent. I mean, it was for one company. Everything was through this one company, and they have a special needs child, and that child needed care for a long time. The family lives forever, and the daughter was going to take care of the son after the mom passes. We went in there, and they had the beneficiary set up incorrectly. They had it divided equally among all three kids. So, you know, it was only a $50,000 death benefit. $17,000 isn't going to take care of that child on for the rest of his life.
Mm-hmm.
So we rearranged everything. We took and shopped out that life insurance policy. And instead of $50,000 for about the same premium they paid every year, we were able to get them $146,000.
Oh, wow.
So now it all went into a trust after mom passes. It goes into a trust that's going to manage it for the life of the son.
Mm-hmm.
And then if there's anything left, then it would go to the other two children. I mean, and then we did some other things with her money and with her long-term care policy used to have, and protected her house from Medicaid and all kinds of things. So those are the kind of things we find out. But if you don't look, you'll never find. You can't say, I'm not going to read that book because I don't know what the contents is. You got to open the book up. What's inside the book? That's like coming in for a meeting. See what's inside our office. And I can assure you, it's not the experience you think it's going to be. You're going to enjoy the process, and you're going to find things that you're probably missing. So if you'd like mm-hmm. to sit down and find out what you might be missing, give us a call and say, I'd like to have a retirement review, or whatever your situation, if it's a special needs, if you have a special needs child, I want to sit down and do a review and make sure my son or my daughter that has special needs isn't going to maybe lose their government benefits if somebody leaves them money and they don't know that. Or if you leave them money directly, they could lose their government benefits. You're not going to be around anymore. Who's going to help these people? So set all this stuff up ahead of time. So who knows? You might find yourself in a better situation after we meet.
I tell you what, if it's not taxes or inflation or, you know, I guess really even the market overall, you know, taking away from your retirement income, think about healthcare, guys. And if you haven't, healthcare prices are out of control, especially during retirement. They are on the rise again. There's new numbers that find the typical U.S. couple will need as much as $413,000 to cover medical expenses in retirement. And that's an 8% increase than a year ago. So, Kevin, is that a shocking number to you and your clients? I mean, that's staggering to me. Over $400,000 in retirement? That's huge.
Well, we usually talk about, you know, Fidelity studies, and Fidelity last year was at $315,000. This is a different study, a different group, different statistics they look at, and they're saying it could be even more. And, you know, 8% a year, if you're figuring on your health care going up 8% a year, you're probably pretty close. I don't think it's going to be average much less than 8% a year. To have a 50% chance of meeting healthcare expenses, a 65-year-old man enrolled in a Medigap Part G plan, you'd need $106,000 saved for healthcare, and a woman with the same plan would need about $128,000, according to this study. You add those two together, that's $240,000 almost, $230,000. If you'd like a 90% certainty instead of a 50% certainty, the same man and woman would need $184,000 saved for the man, $217,000 saved. That's $351,000 for a couple. So, you know, if you're on, have a high prescription drug expense every year,
mm-hmm.
that number pushes up to that $413,000 that you mentioned. That's crazy. I see a lot of people, they don't even have that much in all of their savings.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do whenever the bad that happens?
That's the number one question. What are you going to do?
Right. So we recommend addressing this in your retirement plan, in your estate plan. Those two things should be worked together. It might take certain legal documents that you need in a good estate plan to protect your assets. Mm-hmm. You might need to have an irrevocable trust set up 5 years before the need. The need is running out of money and paying for health care, personal care, nursing home, all those kind of things. How are you going to pay for that? Your Medicare does not pay for long-term care expenses in a personal care home, independent living, assisted living, or nursing home.
The question is, though, so if it doesn't pay for all these things and it costs so much money, like we talked about, over $400,000 of medical expenses in retirement, where does this money come from, Kevin? How can you help us?
Well, you got to figure out, okay, maybe I don't need any money to live on out of my savings. Maybe I have $400,000 or $500,000 saved. Maybe I want to self-insure and just blow it on, say the first person gets sick, but now there's nothing left for the spouse. So you've got to have a plan. We sit down, we address this in our plan. How are you going to pay for it? Does it make sense to have traditional long-term care insurance? Or does it make sense to have some of the hybrid life insurance that covers long-term care expenses? If you've got money that you think you might not need or you want to put forward to paying for long-term care, a lot of times if you're insurable, and we can get a lot of people insured with our buying power, take a certain portion of money and you maybe pay annually for a life insurance policy, but you're buying a big death benefit on that small amount of premium that you pay. And that death benefit, we try to get $350,000. That'll pay about $7,000 a month towards your costs. Mm-hmm. It'll be paid whether you go into independent. I mean, you have to just meet the activities of daily living needs. And then it pays out. It pays you. It doesn't pay the facility. That's called indemnity. You can have family members taking care of you. You can have anybody that's maybe not trained that you trust taking care of you. It adds a whole dimension to your comfort zone for your future. I mean, imagine having added peace of mind going into your future that all, if not most, of your long-term care worries are going to be taken care of.
Kevin, for those who are on the fence and they've been listening to the show for a while, or maybe it's just been on the to-do list to get retirement planning done, what is kind of like your elevator pitch to them to come in and see you and get this thing started?
The big thing is, what's missing in your plan? You don't know, because all you've been exposed to is what you've experienced today. Everybody that comes in here is like, wow, nobody has ever said this to me before. Nobody's ever explained this to me the way you do. And now it makes so much sense. And I think it's maybe the reason why that everybody that comes in here, almost everybody that comes in here, decides to make me their primary advisor. We do things complete. Elevator pitches, you know, it's kind of hard to say, give an elevator pitch, like saying, tell me about the book. Well, you have to read the book, because everybody's going to have a different opinion on how the book reads. You know, tell me about who's the best steakhouse in town. Well, if you make your steak well done, I don't want your information. I want to talk to somebody that everybody has their own thoughts on how things work, and you have to experience it. So I think for you to experience the difference and find out what might be missing in your plan, you have to make a call and be proactive about it. Nobody's going to call you, usually, not from this office anyways, but no, you know, call us and we'll sit down with you, and it can be face-to-face. Most everybody wants to go face-to-face. Even through COVID, everybody wanted to go face-to-face. Or we can do a Zoom call where you can do it in the comforts of your own home. I like to tell people, you don't even have to brush your teeth before we get on. You know, we talk to each other and I don't have to clean off my desk. So it's a win-win for both of us. You know, elevator pitches, I'm not real good on those, because it's not just, hey, we manage your money and we make you money and we grow your money. It's so much more than that.
Get more details about Kevin Bach and, of course, Integrity Retirement Solutions at IntegrityRetirementSolutions.com. Thank you so much for joining us here for the Retirement Talk with Kevin Bach podcast. Join us next time.
By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance products, including annuities, offered through Kevin Bach, Pennsylvania Insurance License 352896. Annuity guarantees rely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Read your contract for restrictions, limitations, or penalties. Kevin Bach is not licensed in all 50 states. To find out if Kevin Bach is licensed in your state, please call 724-837-3553.